Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1589, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday and happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to send me a question, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And don't forget, I'm now taking questions by email. Just send one in to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. But for now, I'm going to spare you from that long introduction. So let's get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Anonymous writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. My wife and I have a good amount of weight to lose, and we kicked off our journey with a clean eating program. We've been losing weight, but we realize this pattern of eating isn't sustainable for the rest of our lives. What do you recommend we do when coming off a program like this?" Well, first, thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question. I'll start by answering your question very directly. The best diet to maintain weight and allow you to live a healthy lifestyle is one that allows for, one, food to be consumed in moderation, and two, a diet you're able to follow over the long term. All right, so that's the end of the episode. Roll credits. Okay, you twisted my arm. I will discuss this further. This is actually probably the question I receive most often from patients. Which diet is best? And I respond the same way. Whichever balanced diet works best for you. The diet advice you may hear from health professionals, read about on the internet, and see celebrities promoting often seem contradictory. Some swear by low-carbohydrate, high-protein diets. Others, high-fiber, high-protein. Still, others, high-fat, low-carb. Then there are fasting diets, while others follow Mediterranean or DASH diets, and the list goes on and on. Then, if you try and pull up actual research, you know, diet studies conducted on real people, you will find contradictory information there too. It's all very frustrating. And as I always say, I want you to be able to expect accurate information from me. The best way for me to provide you with this is to base what I say on well-designed research studies. Notice, I specifically said well-designed research studies, not just one study and not just any study, those that are well-designed. Too often, media headlines mention a recent study that discovered something that flies in the face of what we think we know about diet and health. But if we were to dig a little deeper, we may find that there are 100 other studies or more that show the opposite effect. Or maybe the study was only performed in mice and not in humans. Or maybe the researcher that performed the study was misquoted. I can't tell you how many times I have been misquoted by the media. I'm ranting a bit, and I promise I will stop crying now. So what I'm about to tell you is based on the results of many, many well-designed studies. When it comes to which meal plans appear to be the healthiest, three repeatedly push their way to the top: the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, and the vegetarian diet. I'll briefly explain each of these, starting with the Mediterranean diet. Now, when I mention this diet to patients, their eyes light up. They say, "You mean I can eat as much pizza and pasta I want on this diet?" No, not quite. This pattern of eating recommends the daily consumption of whole grains, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, fruits, vegetables, and olive oil. poultry and red meat should actually be treated as garnishes, as opposed to being the star of the plate. Fresh fruit is a typical daily dessert, not Oreos and ice cream. Now, the DASH diet, which has nothing to do with Mrs. Dash brand products and seasonings, actually stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. Now, as its name suggests, this diet was originally promoted to those with hypertension or high blood pressure, same thing. But it has been found to be great even for those that are hoping to eat more wholesome foods or manage their weight. Researchers have discovered that a nice side effect of following the DASH diet is weight loss. So, what's this diet all about? Like the Mediterranean diet, this pattern of eating does not banish any food or nutrient, but encourages the consumption of most foods in moderation. It promotes the consumption of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and limiting the consumption of saturated and trans fats, as well as sweets. Nuts, seeds, and beans are also recommended 4 to 5 times per week. Lastly, a vegetarian diet. Many variations of a vegetarian diet currently exist. Personally, I have met a lot of vegetarians that are actually just carbitarians. These folks don't like eating animal flesh, but they don't like fruits and vegetables either. They just like breads, rice, and pastas. So they end up eating lots of potatoes, including French fries, tortillas, chips, crackers, cereals. You get the idea. This is not the style of eating I'm talking about when I say vegetarian. Instead, researchers study those that consume lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, beans and seeds, and few animal products, and found that those that follow a vegetarian diet typically live longer lives, have lower risk for disease, and effectively manage their weight. So if we take a moment and think about what these diets actually have in common, they're basically plant-based, encourage the consumption of whole foods, moderating portions, and consuming meat sparingly. Researchers have also found that once folks make the switch and begin following any one of these meal plans, they're not as challenging to follow. They become part of the person's lifestyle. There's not as much emphasis on banishing foods or avoiding foods for hours or days at a time. You can eat whatever you want. Just be sure that most of the time, you're consuming the foods I just mentioned. When it comes to where to start, my best advice is focus on consuming 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. If you can hit that target, I found that pretty much everything else will follow. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send me your question. If you want to send me a question, remember, you can email one to me. Just send in your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice heard on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record your question right from your computer's microphone, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend and the new year. Wishing you a very happy and safe New Year's Eve, and I'll see you back here tomorrow in 2022, where your optimal life awaits.